Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For What It's Nerd. As you can probably tell, I am not 100% today. I am quite sick, but I wanted to bring this episode to you guys all the same because I watched two movies yesterday to review with you guys. So I didn't want to not do this. Two movies kind of feels like it would feel like a lot, very big waste of time if I then didn't discuss them with you guys. So today we're going to be discussing both Mufasa the Lion King and Sonic 3. I actually did a double viewing, so to speak, went out of one and into the next, pretty much. And I've got to say that I found both these movies to be basically okay. I know a lot of people have been saying Sonic 3 is really good. It's got a really good Rotten Tomatoes score. Personally, I did not love it. There's a few reasons for that. Stylistically, I think it looked great. I think animation-wise, phenomenal. It's the prettiest of the three movies by far, especially when they're in Japan. But I feel like the story wasn't great. I feel like the story was really, really bare bones. And I feel like they could have really expanded on Shadow's role for making this movie about Shadow in a way. It felt like Shadow didn't really get much time in the actual movie at all. I feel like Keanu was maybe talking for 5 minutes of the actual movie. I could be wrong, but it did feel like that to me. Now, that's not to say I don't think this is a bad movie, and that's not to say that I don't think there was good parts. There was definitely some humor. I think some of the humor was very canned. I think Jim Carrey is a very funny person, but I find his role as Robotnik, and two Robotniks in this one, I find a lot of the humor is it's aged. It's not current humor. It's internet humor from a decade ago, and by the fact I've just said it's a decade ago, that's all I need to say on that. In my opinion, I think it's giving Deadpool, but if you give Deadpool another 10 years to mature, and then those references are going to be kind of not reference worthy anymore, so to speak. Sorry, if I sound a little bit off or I'm not making the most coherent points, this is pretty painful for my throat, but I do want to again continue on with this. So yeah, I think for me, I don't think it's a bad movie. I don't really don't. But I don't think it's what everyone else is. I think a lot of the people who love it, it's nostalgia based. I think I've had a lot more and better experiences with Sonic media, especially storytelling, both in the games. I played Sonic Frontiers maybe a year ago, maybe just over. And I loved that. I thought that was a really good story. And this just felt very bare bones. It felt like Ivo's sort of ideas, his plan wasn't really given out to the end. Is it Ivo, or the grandpa Robotnik, and Shadow? I don't know. His most tragic moment was kind of given in a flashback that wasn't a full. It didn't give you a full understanding. You didn't get that moment with him and Maria. I don't know. I feel like there was more work to be done on giving Shadow more time on the screen. And I personally would have even, and I know this sounds perhaps ludicrous, I would have called this movie Shadow the Hedgehog, and I would have made it more focused on Shadow. I would have, really got in on that story, and then kind of at the end of it, have him break. I would basically have done a full story, a prequel movie about Shadow, and then had at the end of the movie he wakes up. He basically, what happens at the beginning of this movie happens at the end, and I would have given that time to mature is the word I think I'm looking for, to kind of gestate maybe, and then have Sonic 3 come after that. And I think that would have been a better way of kind of really expanding on what's happening with Sonic here. And I think the movie just doesn't give enough to each of the characters. There's too many characters in this for me as well. I think there's too much that you're trying to do too quickly. Predominantly, for example, with Kristen Ritter's character, who you see for, again, maybe less than Shadow's character, and she's meant to be like, Kristen Ritter is a very good actress, and she's meant to be the, like, the director of Gun, and you basically don't see her at all. And it was kind of implied she would be a villain, but then she wasn't, and like they weren't trusting Gunn, but they were. So like, was there something wrong with Gunn? Because it feels like they could have just trusted Gunn from the start and helped them out, because Gunn didn't turn on anyone. Like, it felt like they were going for the conspiracy angle, and then they didn't do it. So it felt like there was a lot of plot points that led nowhere, in my opinion. I don't know. I do think that what they did really well was focusing on this idea of family, focusing on this idea of loss and grief. And I think that was very well done. But for me personally, and I think maybe because I don't have that nostalgia vibe on this, I didn't find it to be better than the first two at all. I think one and two were much better movies than three, in my opinion. As regards Lion King, I did find this movie to be better, in my opinion. I think whilst it is derivative, A, because it is taking from the animated style and putting it in live action, quote unquote, and it is essentially sort of somewhat of a Lion King 2 remake, whilst also being a kind of 1.5 Lion King 1.5 / Lion King 3, whilst also being a separate story with Mufasa. I do think it fits well into the general lore of that universe, and I do think it pays homage to a lot of the Lion King tropes and a lot of the Lion King mythos, so to speak. But I think sometimes that's forced, and sometimes that's in the way of, like, you know, the superhero has to earn his... I think people don't want, like, prequels anymore. You know, superheroes, like Rafiki earns his stick halfway through the movie. And it's like, did we need to do that specifically? You know, meeting these characters for the first time, yeah, okay. And kind of changing the perception of these characters from the off, like Zazu being kind of Sarabi's protector from the off, and then kind of becoming Mufasa's kind of herald, so to speak, is a really interesting idea, and I think that was cool. I think as well that this movie didn't have particularly memorable music. There was a few bits and a few riffs in the songs, but like, I don't think you'd be like I have songs from the Lion King movies that I still sing today, like you know everyone knows the Circle of Life, but like there's other ones as well, isn't there? I'm gonna be a mighty king. And like, even the one from Lion King 3, which is Dig Eternal, Dig Dig Eternal, where they're like, to the meerkats in the beginning of the movie. So, yeah. And I also do think that the humour in this one was canned too. Timon and Pumbaa, especially, was very forced. Like, you know, in the animated movies, they're just naturally, flawlessly funny. It feels like the humour in this one was very forced and not at all there. And I do think, I will say, that I did get a little emotional near the end of the movie, because I feel like there was some interesting plot points, and like about like coming together and overcoming evil by working together and stuff like that. So I think in that way, the movie was very good. Now, from the standpoint of revenue and stuff, however, Sonic is blowing Mufasa out of the water. And that's rightly so. I think, you know, Sonic, despite being based on a game, is an original movie. Mufasa feels like, whilst it has heart in the movie, the intent of the movie is not to give a new heart to the Lion King franchise. It's to try and capitalize on nostalgia. And capitalize on the Lion King franchise. Like, Sonic isn't so much doing that. Sonic is making a movie for the love of the game, so to speak. So whilst I'm saying that I found them both to be okay, I do think Sonic deserves the further success, even though I personally enjoyed the Lion King movie more, because I understand the underlying context of these two movies. And I also think that Sonic 4, which they teased at the end of the movie with like Metal Sonic and Amy Rose, will be very interesting. I think that could get me back on side, admittedly, because that sounds like a really interesting concept. I think my issue with the Sonic franchise now is that they're doing too much. Like, Robotnik needs to be like put aside for a bit, or if he comes back, I think they could play him a bit more seriously, because some of the best moments, one of the best moments in that movie actually, in Sonic 3, was when Grandpa Robotnik basically told normal Robotnik that he'll never be Maria. And I really do feel like if they'd went for a more serious tone throughout the movie and a more sinister tone, that I think it would have been all the better for me personally. And kind of have a little bit more of that sinister manipulation across the board and kind of be have it be shown a little bit more. I think just, yeah, in general, I think these two movies are flawed based on the fact that they're telling you rather than showing you in a lot of ways. And I think that's a flaw that a lot of movies have these days. They tell you rather than show you. Rafiki telling the story and it being kind of framed in that context of like, hey, let me just tell you exactly what's going on, then we'll skip ahead and we'll do this, we'll do that. Kind of it works, but it smacks of like old TV episodes where you'd have like re-edited footage put into an episode so that you could save money. And I don't think that's exactly what happened, but it feels that way to me. But yeah, so I didn't overly love either of these movies. And I know that the Sonic especially will get me a lot of hate, but people will disagree with me about Sonic, and that's okay, because I understand why other people would enjoy it. And I don't think it's a movie that's not well made. I think it's incredibly well made. I think just the heart of the story for me didn't sit as well as I thought it would personally. So with that said, and because I want to rest my voice a little bit, I will leave it there for now, guys. Thank you so much for watching/listening, as always. And I'll see you guys soon for more What If is coming out this coming week in episodes. So by the time that the next podcast episode comes out, most of those episodes will have dropped. And we'll be kind of discussing those and looking at the end of What If. Thank you, guys, as always. I'll see you later.